Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, hopefully the sunshine melts the snow quick.
I know. I think everyone has had enough of it, including me.
And me and you like winter, right?
Well, you know, I like the cooler temps and stuff, but I tell you, I think I'm ready to see some sunshine.
Yeah. Yeah, you were down in the cities this past weekend, and they got socked pretty good, didn't they?
You know, if anyone ever complains about roads not getting cleared, I think they need to be down in the cities during a snowstorm, because I think our city crews, our state, our county, I think they do a bang-up job on getting those roads cleared. Imagine that maze down there.
Yep, that's for sure.
It is, yes. So I think we have to give a lot of credit to all of our hardworking people that really do a wonderful job. So
yep, and they do it quick.
They really do. Yep. You know, but it's all in the timing, I'm sure, because look at that last storm. It was like wave upon wave upon wave. So, anyway,
right.
I'm through with that. So now I'm ready to talk about what we've got going on tonight, which is a class. We are going to be making a spring door hanger, basically out of burlap scrapbooking paper, which is kind of exciting. Mm. We have a class. It's Tuesday, which is today at 6:30 p.m. Right now, that class is full, but due to the popularity of the class, we are offering it again next Tuesday on the 24th. Mm. So if you were not able to get into our class on the 17th, give us a call here. We still have some openings for the 24th. And it's all the supplies and materials are included, and you will just need to give us a call and register for this. Making a door hanger out of burlap, scrapbooking paper, and paint, and ribbon, and all sorts of fun stuff. So we're pretty psyched and excited about it.
Oh, okay. You got to explain that to me a little more. Is it for decoration purposes, or
yes,
what?
It's basically on your front door. Sometimes you'll have a wreath, or you'll have a variety of other little thing, decorative things. And so this spring door hanger is... there's a picture of it on our website. We have one on display here at the library. You just take some scrapbooking paper and a little bit of paint, and we make something beautiful out of it that you can hang on your front door.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
A little creativity.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, we've got Steve Starrood here at the Appleton Library, and he will be here from 4 to 6 p.m. this Wednesday, the 18th of April, to help you with all your computer and electronic questions. He comes twice a month, usually the first and third Wednesday of every month. No reservations, just stop in from 4 to 6 p.m. and let him help you with all your questions. If you've got a question, let's say you have a cell phone question, a laptop question, you need help doing this or that on the computer, setting up an email address. He just does it all, and he's just so calm, cool, and collected that need not be nervous about anything, because he's really very gentle soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also coming up on Monday, the 23rd, which is a week earlier than normal, we are going to be discussing the book Once in a Blue Moon Lodge by Lorna Landvik. We still have copies that are available, so if you're interested in joining us for our Coffee, Cookies, and Chat book club, you certainly can do that. And that is Monday, April 23rd at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. And then a little side note is we actually have this author coming in May.
Who's that?
That really makes reading this book kind of special.
Oh, okay.
Lorna Landvik is a Minnesota author. And she's written a whole series of books, and it kind of like the Church Basement Ladies. If you've ever gone to anything or heard anything about the Church Basement Ladies, her books are always about characters in Minnesota and all the different things that happened to them. Mm. And she also has a stand-up comedy show that she does. So even if you aren't into reading a lot of books, but you love to laugh, you'll want to come to that event in May. It will be May 16th. We have Lorna Landvik coming to our Appleton Library. at 6:30 p.m. And she is just a hoot. Mm. She just is so entertaining.
Okay.
And so keep that in mind as a little side note. Mm-hmm. Also, we have Lego Club coming up on Wednesday, April 25th, from 3:30 to 4:30. Story time on Saturday, April 28th at 10:30 a.m. called Safari Story Time with story songs, action rhymes, all sorts of activities. I tell you, we've always got something going on here at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, you sure do. Wow, busy place.
Well, we've got a bang up group of activities for May too, so I'll have to talk more about that next week.
All right. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, you know, we're on that hot April month, so yep. Lots of people are reading all sorts of things, or they can be reading all sorts of things. Many new fiction books. If you are a CJ Box fan, there's a new book out called The Disappeared, Wyoming Game Warden Teams Up with His Daughter to Find a Missing British Businesswoman. And then James Patterson, you know, he just keeps rolling those books out, this time with Marshall Karp, Red Alert. It's the fifth book in the NYPD Red series. So if you are reading that series, you're going to want to stop on down and make sure you get your name on the list. Mm. Jacqueline Winspear has a new book out called To Die But Once. In the months after Britain declared war on Germany in 1940, Maisie Dobbs investigates the disappearance of an apprentice working on a government contract. So high energy there with that particular book. Mm-hmm. Also new in nonfiction, if you've been following the super popular This Is Me or This Is Us TV show,
mm-hmm.
One of the characters, Chrissy Metz, has a book out called This Is Me. It's she's a star of the This Is Us, and it describes her journey towards self-acceptance. So if you've been watching that particular show, and it's been super popular, it's all I've been reading about here and there, she has a new book out, so you'll want to check that out. And then Dear Madam President by Jennifer Palermier, the Director of Communications for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Obama White House, prescribes a new model of leadership. So...
Mm.
Kind of interesting.
Yep, for sure.
If you follow anything in politics. Also new this week, Tiger Woods. Have you heard Tiger Woods is back?
Yep.
Yep. I'm not sure when is he playing this. Have you been following that?
Well, he played in the Masters a couple weeks ago and did pretty well. So, yeah, he's back.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's back, and there's a new book out about him.
Okay.
By Jeff Benedict and Armin... I'm not sure how to say that last name.
Okay.
A deeper look at the personal and professional triumphs and disasters of the champion golfer. I'm sure this book is just released because of course, him re-entering.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And then Faith by Jimmy Carter. The former president discusses the broader meaning of faith and its effect on our lives, including his religious aspects. So he's always got some interesting tidbits to read about. Yeah, quite a man, I'll tell you.
Now,
I read his last book, Jimmy Carter's last book,
mm-hmm.
And what I found interesting is he had a little quote in there, and he said, I was 56 years old, I'd been president of the United States, I had to decide, what was I going to do next with my life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really become a great humanitarian, and after leaving the presidency, he's done a great job.
Well, it made me think, I'm sure Obama has had that self-directed question as well, and we'll have to see what he decides to do, too.
That's so, right. Lot to read in April, then.
Yes, lot to read, lot to think about.
Yeah, there we go.
All sorts of activities to attend here at the Appleton Library,
yep.
and more.
Tell us where you're located, and how can people get a hold of you, Cindy?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook, of course, for the latest happenings and things going on at the library. And, of course, check out our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com so you can keep up on what we've got coming out, because we've always got something new on there on what's happening soon. So you want to stay ahead of the edge.
All right. All right. Thanks, Cindy, and enjoy the sunshine today.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.